Boris Johnson and Jeremy Corbyn went head-to-head last night in the first televised leaders' debate of Britain's election campaign. It's fair to say that it wasn't a debate for the ages, with both men repeating familiar ideas and phrases. The Conservative leader repeatedly said that he would get Brexit done, while the Labour leader refused to be drawn on which side he would take in any future referendum. There was controversy off-air over the way the Tories rebranded a campaign Twitter account as a fact-checking service. Twitter says the move misled the public. Our reporter Dimitri O'Donnell was in the so-called spin room at the venue in Salford outside Manchester. Dimitri, let's talk first of all about the substance of the debate. Unlike the rest of the campaign, there was actually a significant focus on Brexit.
That's right, Rachel. And for the first, the way that the debate was set up, the first half of it focused exclusively on Brexit. After the opening statements, they were given 1 minute each to lay out and state their case, and then they went back to talk about Brexit, the fine details of Brexit, if you like. But as you said earlier, it wasn't a debate for the ages, because instantly Boris Johnson, right off the blocks, repeated his old mantra, his old phrase that he was the only leader that could get Brexit done. He was the one who had a deal ready, oven ready, to quote himself. And he said that all of his MP candidates, all 650, were prepared to go back to Parliament and vote for his deal if he got a majority. And that was one of the early points that he pressed home in the debate. Jeremy Corbyn, by contrast, he stated his well-oft-tread lines as well, that he wanted to leave the Brexit, final Brexit decision up to the people, and to give them a second chance, to give them a second chance to vote in a referendum. But he didn't, of course, state, and he was got a lot of criticism for this after, for not stating how Labour would vote in this. Now, I spoke to Dominic Raab, the Foreign Secretary, afterwards, and he was the former Brexit Secretary as well, and I asked him who he thought the clear winner, and predictably he said, of course, Boris Johnson, but he had some hard words for Jeremy Corbyn.
Jeremy Corbyn needed a knockout blow in this election debate, and he didn't get it. And I thought that he looked very shifty, unable to answer nine times the critical question on Brexit, which way he would vote, which way he would campaign, the central issue in this election debate. If he can't answer that question, why should the voters trust him on anything else? I think he put his best shots at Boris Johnson on the NHS, and Boris from the heart had the standout moment in this debate when he said, this NHS will never be up for sale on my watch. And I think he then went on to set out his positive plan, the investment in the NHS and hospitals, on doctors, on nurses, on new treatments, and I think he won it hands down.
Dominic Raab of the Conservatives. Dimitri, the audience played quite a big part in the debate. I mean, there was more than one point at which they laughed at what the two leaders were saying, and not in a good way either.
No, absolutely not. And this is plays into the whole idea that they weren't really tempted by either Jeremy Corbyn or Boris Johnson. And that's one of the key messages that came out after this debate, Rachel, because a snap poll by YouGov after pretty much put it as a virtual tie. The Prime Minister slightly edged ahead by 51% to Jeremy Corbyn's 49%. But as you said, they repeatedly laughed at various points throughout the debate. One of the biggest laughs came when a question about trust came up from one of the members of the public. And Boris Johnson said, of course, he believes in trust in politics and that he was very much in favour of that. That got a lot of chuckles. But Mr. Corbyn, he did not escape any laughter either, because especially because of his repeated failure to dance around the question of whether he would back leave or remain in a future referendum. And then it all got a bit silly afterwards, where they talked about what Christmas presents they would give each other if they were to leave a present under the tree, and what book they would give. Mr. Corbyn said he would give Boris Johnson a copy of Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol, so Mr. Johnson could then understand how nasty Scrooge was. The Prime Minister said if he was to give Jeremy Corbyn a present, it would be his Brexit deal that he negotiated with all the EU27. But then when he was asked to go for a non-political answer, he said he would give him some damson jam. And Mr. Corbyn retorted by saying, I make my own jam, because he's a well-known horticulturist. So there was a lot of silliness, but a lot of laughter around those key issues on trust, which neither will be quite happy about. Now, I spoke to Dawn Butler on the Labour side. She's the Shadow Secretary for Women and Equalities. And I asked her directly about why why Jeremy Corbyn danced around his position, why he won't come out and state, if there is a second referendum, what way the Labour Party would vote.
Jeremy Corbyn is a democratic type of leader, not an autocratic leader, he's a democratic type of leader. And as Prime Minister, he doesn't want to implement what he wants. He wants to implement what the country wants. So he has clearly said, in 6 months, we will put Brexit to bed. And what does that look like? I can tell you what that looks like. That means that people will have a second referendum, a people's vote, a confirmatory vote, however you want to phrase it. And on that paper, it will have a credible leave option and remain. And Jeremy Corbyn, as Prime Minister, within 6 months, will deliver what the public have said they want.
Labour's Dawn Butler. Dimitri, tell us about this Twitter row.
Yes, well, this could well end up, Rachel, being the story of the debate last night. Not on policies, not on manifestos, but on this move by the Conservative Party to rebrand its official Twitter account, one of the press accounts, as a fact-checking service. Just before the debate kicked off last night, it renamed its account Fact Check UK for the duration of the debate. And then they started to write commentary under the Fact Check UK Twitter handle. For example, one of the tweets they put out is after the debate was Boris Johnson is the clear winner. Now, there is a fact-checking website in the UK and it's called Full Fact, and a lot of Twitter users, members of the media and Twitter itself have said it was inappropriate and misleading Conservatives to rename their Twitter account during the debate, and Full Fact itself has come out and said, please do not mistake it for an independent fact-checking service such as Full Fact, Fact Checked or Fact Check NI. So you can see why some viewers may have been a bit confused with all the facts and the fulls and the Twitter, the official Conservative account going down that road. Some said it was a stunt, a tactic that backfired on the Conservative Party. Twitter itself says they will be monitoring the Conservatives to see if they will pull a similar move down the line, but it hasn't gone down very well here in the UK, and expect a lot of blowback for the Conservatives throughout the day as all of their senior politicians and secretaries have been coming out today trying to defend the move, including Dominic Raab, who said it was quite clear that it was, if you looked at it within 2 or 3 seconds, you would have realised it was the Conservative account, but a lot of viewers and members of the public not quite so sure about that.
Dimitri O'Donnell in Salford, thanks for joining us this morning.